WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council last night voted unanimously to move forward with the development of the Chimney Hill Retail Center on University Drive. Plan development districts in the past have been required to present detailed documents to planning and zoning, then council as they progress. Last night, those details were not presented, and council was faced with deciding whether or not to approve it. Prior to the vote, council member Julie Schultz knew what the public reaction would be.
The second I walk out of here, I'm going to get yelled at by a lot of people saying this is preferential treatment or whatever. I mean, they're just going to go insane.
Council member Barry Moore expressed the importance of the action and the message it would send.
I don't understand how you can vote in favor of this and say we're not setting a precedent. That is what we are doing, whether we say we are or not. We are the body that decides how these things work, and if we vote in favor of this, we are setting a precedent. I will leave it at that. I think that's what we should do. But I do not agree that you can say I'm going to vote for this just because this project has had a bad history, but I don't want to set a precedent. I don't believe that you can do that.
In their workshop, council also received a quick overview of the $365 million budget for fiscal 2018. It will include a 2.5-cent rate increase. Next week, council will have three more workshops to go into more detail. This is the second year in a row the city has voted for a tax increase. City councils in the Twin Cities are getting closer to new agreements with the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. That's according to an update earlier this week from Bryan Councilman Ben Hardiman.
Discussion of Convention and Visitors Bureau is pretty well completed. The two city staffs have reached an agreement on the directions to go, and we anticipate that issue will come to both councils at not this week's council meetings, but 2 weeks from this week.
Hardiman expects higher revenue from local hotel occupancy taxes and what he called a slightly higher payment to the agency now called Experience BCS. A retired Bryan police officer received an unexpected honor at this week's city council meeting. Mayor Andrew Nelson presented Choya Walling a proclamation for his beautification efforts in the Copperfield subdivision. Nearly every day for 9 years, Walling has picked up trash and at least one treasure.
The most expensive was a platinum wedding ring that we were able to get back to the owner.
Did you charge them for littering?
No.
Walling, who served as a Bryan policeman for 30 years, said he would like to honor those who have littered with a ticket. And at this week's Texas A&M Board of Regents meeting, one discussion covered the Hazelwood exemption, which pays resident tuition and required fees for military veterans and their families.
Particularly on the legacy side, it is becoming a financial commitment that, in essence, is a very large indirect tax on the rest of our students.
President Michael Young hopes to get future help from the state in covering the more than $20 million paid by the university for students covered by the exemption, most of the students being family members of military veterans. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 79 degrees. Call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, frame flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com. Hey, good morning. It's Friday. It's 6:10. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partial sunshine in the forecast for today. It's going to lead to some rather hot temperatures today and through the weekend. Our highs later today anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. Clear through the overnight, warm 75 to 80. The weekend, bright sunshine tomorrow, 95 to near 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 75 to 80. It's sunny again Sunday, and we're back up between 95 and 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, longtime voice of Aggie Athletics Dave South announced his retirement yesterday. We'll hear a statement from him on the decision. The Brazos Valley Bombers are rolling right along with another win in the TCL postseason, and the PGA Championship continues today in Charlotte. We'll take a look at all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so it's 70 what?
Nine.
Yeah.
79.
Yeah. And
there is a heat advisory today.
Yes. Thanks.
Just in case you were unsure of that.
Yeah. They did lower the heat index down to 106 from 109 yesterday, they told us. So we can feel a lot better about that. The deal is there's not much breeze out there, and this is pretty much swelter weather.
Yeah, I've got humidity at 94%.
Yep, that's pretty delightful.
Yep.
I tell you, if you're out jogging today, you are the person. There is no doubt. I mean, now's as good as it's going to be, and it's just not.
And it's,
it's just thick air out there.
There's not a good time.
And I sure hope your air conditioning's working. Sure hope you have it, and I hope it's working, because,
let's knock on wood here.
In a lot of cases, we're weather wusses. I mean, we are. If it gets too cold, if it gets to 29 degrees here, people are freaking out.
Oh, yeah, I'm a baby when it comes to weather.
I can't take it.
So there we are. Anyhow, at least we're not Florida.
True.
Mm-hmm.
On many levels.
I don't know. This one, we've done a lot of strange stories out of Florida.
All right. This one might take the cake.
According to the report, yes, when police officers were on their way to the fully engulfed vehicle.
Oh, no.
Like in flames.
Right.
In the 1,000 block of Nebraska Avenue, about 12:10 in the morning, they got reports of shots fired at that location and a man inside the vehicle. The man who lived at the home with the burning vehicle said he was asleep when he heard something, looked outside, and saw, what he thought was his lawn on fire.
I'm guessing he was wrong.
Yeah, one 21-year-old man named Marcus Gonzalez Salinas was arrested, charged with two counts of possession of ammunition as a felon. So, again...
Oh, so he's already done a little time.
They know him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a friend of the prison.
He's got a rep.
So the guy thinks his lawn's on fire, and so then Marcus decides to bang on the man's front door, and he said, "I need a water hose." So when Marcus thought that the man wasn't going to help, he kicked in the man's car.
You can't do that.
Which wasn't on fire.
Okay.
While his vehicle was still on fire.
Okay.
He got in it and sped down the street. Maybe hoping to blow the flames out.
What?
I'm not sure.
Oh my.
I saw this in a movie once.
Yeah, exactly. So officers found him. He appeared to be under the influence of some unknown substance.
No. You're kidding.
I know.
Oh, shocker.
He seems like such a stand-up guy.
Yeah. He was asked to show his hands and directed to get on the ground where he was taken into custody. The burning vehicle belonged to Gonzalez's girlfriend, who said that it had been overheating ever since she bought it a few days ago. You know, the first time it does, don't you stop and talk to somebody?
Yeah,
you would think.
Plus, isn't there some sort of, like, lemon law or something?
Yeah. Well, she said...
They're not really following a lot of laws over there, Brad.
Awareness of any kind of laws for these people.
Yeah.
So anyway, she had left the vehicle parked at the house because it doesn't have its tags and it's not registered either. So no tags, it's not registered, and it catches on fire. So firefighters extinguished the fire of the car that was on fire. And so they said there seemed to be scenes of foul play.
I'll say, yeah.
Vehicle was destroyed. For his part, Marcus, $70,000 bail, according to the records in Florida. I don't know. Again, we've been doing stories in Florida for a long time.
Yep.
But when your car is on fire and you stop at a guy's house and he won't give you a water hose and you shoot his car, then get in that car and drive down the street, I guess, to put the flames out, and you're under the influence of some substance, then I'd say you're a pretty good guy for Florida.
I don't know what FECTA that is. So many things. Info.
Mation, like a quint FECTA or something?
That could be, yes. Perfect.
Oh.
So they're going to ask him, why are you in jail? And he'll say, sit down. And a story, it's going to take a while.
Do you have a little bit? I think you do.
I don't understand how science works, so.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this two-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Hey, good morning. News Talk 1620, WTAW 617. It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, hey. All day long.
Yep. August 11th, it's Sons and Daughters Day. Well, that's good to do them on the same day. That way, everything's equal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Play in the sand day.
I don't really like sand.
I hear you.
Gets everywhere.
And also, it's presidential joke day.
Oh, Lord.
Well.
That's every day
I was
going
to say, that's just to tee that baby up.
Oh, yeah.
That's ready to go. And Evis Week begins in Memphis.
Oh,
Evis
cool.
Week.
Evis.
All right. And we got birthdays.
We do got some birthdays. Let's see here. For today, Chris Hemsworth is 34. He's Thor. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty good for himself.
Liam's
right
brother.
Now. Liam's brother, yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, there you are.
He's
okay.
The other Hemsworth, yeah. Let's see. Amber Mariano is 39, Survivor All-Stars winner and Amazing Race 7 runner-up.
Oh.
Will Friedle is 41. He was Eric Matthews on Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
And is also
Eric, the goofy older brother.
Yeah, he's also on Girl Meets World, the revival.
Yeah.
One. Let's see here. Anna Gunn is 49. She was Skyler on Breaking Bad, Walter White's wife. Joe Rogan is 50. He's the color commentator, of course, for UFC right now. And he's a Canadian.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Viola Davis is 52.
Oh, yeah.
She was Amanda Waller in Suicide Squad and was also on How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah. She's done a ton of stuff in the last year or two.
Yeah. Yeah. Just kind of. It exploded in popularity there.
Yeah.
Joe Jackson is 63. That's not the Michael Jackson's dad.
It's
that would
not.
Be the singer of Steppin' Out to see who that is.
All right.
Terry Bollea, who most people would know as Hulk Hogan.
The Hulkster.
The Hulkster himself is 64. Eric Carmen, the guy who sang All By Myself and Hungry Eyes. Exactly, yeah. He's 68.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Country singer John Conley, 71.
Rose-colored glasses.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Ian McDiarmid is 73. He was the Emperor in the Star Wars movies.
All right.
So, man. That's what I got for Friday.
Okay. Klaus von Bülow is still alive. He's 91. Look that up. He's an interesting guy. Not in a good way. The Woz, Steve Wozniak, he's 67. He's the Apple guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who you don't know, and he's still pretty dang rich all by himself.
I'm sure.
He's the other beard.
Yeah.
Not James Harden.
Right. And whatever happened to Pablo Sandoval? Do you remember him?
He was I know the name. Yep.
Yeah, and that's it. Major
leaguer.
And that's about all you know is his name. He didn't Didn't set any records. All right. Yeah. All right, let's do it. Saturday birthdays.
Saturday birthdays.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Oh, it's final record day.
Oh,
cool.
Gotta tell you that. Middle child day.
Okay.
Now, look at that. I mean,
they need their own day. They need their own day.
Are you a middle child?
364 days out of the year, they're ignored.
Okay, that's it. So it's International Youth Day. It's garage sale day tomorrow. Well, that's perfect.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Saturday.
It needs to be on a Saturday. National Julian Fries Day.
Okay.
Sure.
Why all not? Right.
National Bowling Day. So there. All right. And the birthdays.
Birthdays. Cara Delevingne is 25. She was Enchantress in Suicide Squad. And also,
she's known for her eyebrows.
That's right. She's got those dark
supermodel
eyebrows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Casey Affleck. He's Ben's brother.
Yeah.
He's 42.
He did some good things.
He has. He really has. Yeah. He's done some good work.
He might be the more talented of the two. But
well
definitely the lesser known. Yvette Nicole Brown from Community is 46. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Gayhart is 46 also from Scream 2 and Grey's Anatomy. Mm. Michael Ian Black rather is 46. He was McKinley in Wet Hot American Summer, if you remember that, and it's two revivals on Netflix, which is a very funny show movie if you've ever seen that. It's got lots of comedy stars.
Okay.
Pete Sampras is 46, the tennis guy.
Tennis dude.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Peter Krause is 52. He played Nate on 6 Feet Under, and now he's Adam on Parenthood.
Sure.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Hey.
He's 54.
Jump on it.
That's right. Bruce Greenwood is 61. He was Christopher Pike in the Star Trek reboot most recently. Let's see here. Sam Jones, and that is not
Brian Broadcasting.
Not Brian Broadcasting's Sam Jones, but rather he's Flash Gordon. Yeah. That's who that is.
Gotcha. Yeah.
He's, let's see, 63 today. Mm-hmm. Mark Knopfler of Dire Straits is 68. Mm-hmm. And George Hamilton is still very tan and 78 today.
Always tan. Always tan. And actually, a happy birthday to the phonograph record. That's why it's vinyl record day tomorrow, because that's Thomas Edison invented that in 1877.
Hmm.
On a Sunday, it's a left-hander's day.
Okay.
It's right. Filet mignon day.
Ooh. Love filet mignon.
And it's somebody's birthday.
That's right. Our very own Chelsea Reber.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, thanks, guys.
That's from the Minions.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Chelsea, on Sunday.
And you share and every year you share birthdays with these same people.
That's right.
It's not a very good birthday day if I remember.
Yeah. Well, Sebastian Stan is 35. You guys probably don't know who he is.
No.
He was the Winter Soldier in the Captain America movies.
Oh, okay.
So. Sure. Country singer Andy Griggs is 44 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's Tonight I Want to Be Your Man guy.
Okay.
John Slattery is 55. He was Roger Sterling on Mad Men.
The white-haired guy.
All right.
Mm-hmm. The redheaded guy, Danny Bonaducci, is 58 on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say this guy's name. Kevin Tighe?
Tighe, I think.
Yeah. He's 73. He was John Locke's father on Lost, but also he was also in Roadhouse. He was the Double Deuce Bar owner.
Yeah.
And he was also in the 70s series Emergency. So.
Okay.
And Jocelyn Elders is 84, ex-Surgeon General.
See, lame birthday day.
Well, and
I mean, great birthday day, but... celebrity wise.
Yeah. I mean, also Fidel Castro.
Oh, great.
So there you go.
Yeah, nice.
That. But anyway, all right, that's cool. All right, 6:24.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The president talked about 9,000 people out of the federal government. He talked at length about the raid of Paul Manafort's home and how, wow, that was pretty tough stuff and probably not the norm, early morning raid. Jeff Sessions, more moderate voice of support, and he talked a lot about the success of the border and General Kelly. Also a lot about North Korea. And, if he does something to Guam, the likes of which the world has never seen, not a dare, a statement of fact. He's going to spend more money to update our nuclear facilities, anti-missile ballistics, and much, much more. And, the Democrats want to work with him, fine. Not fine. He says Iran, by the way, is not living up to the nuclear deal.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, most of you, my listeners, remember a time way, way, way back when everyone in your family gathered around the living room or dining table and you just talked. There were no distractions, no phones, no gadgets, no texting, no email. He just gathered around the table, talked and laughed, and created memories. Now it seems like those times are few and far between. And as parents today, we constantly tell our kids, put those phones down so we can all talk. Well, now there's a game I've been talking about for years. It's called the Wits and Wagers Party Game. And the most frequent feedback I get from you, my listeners, is this, quote, as soon as we start playing, everyone actually does put their phones down and plays. And we finally connect as a family and we create memories. Now, I've played Wits and Wagers for years with my family. No game is ever going to bring your family together like this game. It's like no other game you've ever played. It's highly, highly recommended. So much fun. And right now, Wits and Wagers is on sale at Target for $5 off. So get Wits and Wagers at Target before they sell out at this price. That's Wits and Wagers, $5 off at Target.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Well, when was the last time you had a random guy on the radio tell you how you should be living your life? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Okay, so this isn't my advice. It's actually a new survey where 1,000 people with active lifestyles were asked to come up with their ideal times to do stuff each day. Like, you know, wake up and eat breakfast. So, for instance, according to the results, here's what an ideal day looks like. You wake up at 6:45 a.m. I'm a little bit early on that one. But if you do that, that way you have plenty of time to get ready in the morning. I'm assuming, of course, this is if you work a 9-to-5 job. So then they say you should go for a short run at 7 a.m., meaning you'd pretty much roll out of bed and go because that's only 15 minutes after wake-up time. Eat breakfast at 7:15, so basically immediately after you finish your run. Good luck with that. Buckle down at work about 9:45. That actually kind of makes sense because you got time to settle in and start to peak mentally about 3 hours after you wake up. Then you're going to want to take a break about 10:45 a.m., have your lunch at 12:15, and eat a snack at 3:30. Eat dinner at 6 p.m., and if you want to have a drink, 6:10 p.m. seems to be the time to do it. So you'd really just have a drink with your dinner. Then you want to exercise at 6:30 p.m. Hold up a minute. Didn't we already go for a run at 7 a.m.? I don't know. That's just what these people say. 6:30 p.m., do your exercise. Do you really want to work out after dinner and drinks, though? Honestly. Then you're going to want to go to bed at 10:10 p.m. Gives you 20 to 30 minutes to fall asleep. Then you can wake up again at 6:45 the next morning, fully rested to do it all over again. I really don't know if I agree with those timelines, especially not for my job. They definitely don't line up for me, but if those recommended times work for your schedule, maybe you want to give it a try and see if it works, because according to 1,000 active people, that's what they like to do. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Good morning. It's 6:29. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Plenty hot today. Heat advisory, in fact, is in effect. Look for a high temperature, about 98, but heat index will be around 106. Probably going to continue those conditions all the way through the weekend, as a matter of fact. No mention of rain really in the forecast, and the lows will probably only get down to about 77 or so. And right now, Winds out of the south at 6, 94% relative humidity. Overcast skies, and we are at 79.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Los Angeles tech company Snap Inc. has seen growth in usage of Snapchat fall in four straight quarters, along with slowing growth in average revenue per user. Snap added only 7 million users during Q2. Shares tumbled in aftermarket trading, but seem to be settling. They're back 1.5% at this hour. Nordstrom's was a bright spot as its stock popped after it reported same-store sales growth, an increase of 1.7% for full-line and rack stores compared to a forecast drop. Bruce Springsteen's Broadway debut is a go. His solo show, Springsteen on Broadway, begins performances at the Walter Carr Theater in October, and the boss will do 5 shows a week through late November. Tickets go on sale August 30th, exclusively through Ticketmaster Verified Fan. The Dow sank 205 points, with Goldman Sachs contributing the most losses. The S&P 500 shed 1.5%. The index also dipped below its 50-day moving average for the first time. Futures are trending lower. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station City Council got their first look at the 2018 budget, which proposes a 2.5-cent increase for the coming year. If approved, this would be the second year in a row council has voted a tax increase. Other increases in water and wastewater are already on track. About two-thirds of the budget is for operations and maintenance. The rest is for capital projects. A new police station heads the list, but also included is $16 million for street projects, plus new water and wastewater additions. Council will hold 3 workshops next week to take a closer look. The developers of the Chimney Hill Retail Center came before council with a request to move forward. Development staff did not have a detailed document for the Planned Development District, or PDD. That is something that has never happened, and in the view of some council members, would set a precedent to allow other developers to do the same in the future. Council member Jerome Rectorick put the question of what happens next time to development director Lance Sims.
When the next developer comes in and gives you a blank sheet of paper, how do you say no to that?
I'll just, as part of our review process, we're gonna push for more detail than on this plan. So it's not that I'll say no.
Well, I understand, but my point is, you've opened the floodgates. Now, I'm in favor of this development. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm in favor of it. I want it to be developed yesterday. I can see developers coming in and say, you made the exception here. Why am I the exception? I mean, you gave it a blank sheet here. Why don't I get a blank sheet? And I think somehow we need to be able to answer that question.
I
don't have a good answer for it right now.
While almost all council members voiced concern, they approved the plan unanimously. Council also rejected a bylaw change proposed by the Research Valley Partnership and asked them to come back with a new proposal. Later this month, the city councils in the Twin Cities are expected to vote on new agreements with the agency formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson at this week's council meeting followed up on an update from Ben Hardiman.
You anticipate our hot funds will just be the same or higher? Is it?
Our hot funds will be higher. Our payment to CVB will be slightly higher.
Hardiman says the staffs of the two cities have reached an agreement that follows proposals from College Station Mayor Carl Mooney and Councilman Jerome Rectorick. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson presented a proclamation at this week's city council meeting to a retired Bryan police officer. Choya Walling has been picking up trash in the Copperfield subdivision nearly every day since 2008.
I have a feeling you're keeping an eye on the neighborhood in more ways than one for us.
Well, I never asked for the recognition. Some of the trash we pick up is traceable. And I would like to see recognition of somebody that threw it out.
Where's our code guys? Let's get them out here right now.
Walling, who was a Bryan policeman for 30 years, says his most valuable find was a platinum wedding ring and finding the ring's owner. Bryan police have posted a video of two women pocketing liquor bottles in the Western Beverage Store on Boonville Road and leaving without paying for them. You can see the video on our website at WTAW.com. Contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers if you recognize either suspect. Each summer, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents brings in the leaders of the universities and system agencies to review budgets for the next fiscal year, which is about to begin. One of the subjects drawing Regents' comments was the amount of money being paid for for military veterans and their families to go to school. At Texas A&M, the Hazelwood exemption pays resident tuition and required fees for up to 150 credit hours. During the academic year that's just being completed, the flagship campus paid almost $21 million, almost $18 million of that, to family members under the legacy portion of the exemption. President Michael Young says this is becoming difficult to sustain.
In the context of our deep commitment to our veterans, hope that we can partner a little more effectively with the legislature over the coming years to help ameliorate some of the burden that falls on our students to support this. This should be a statewide initiative, and we hope that we can make some progress in partnering with the legislature.
Dr. Carrie Byington at the Health Science Center says due to their emphasis on military medicine, the exemption has a significant impact on the HSC also. A heads up for those of you driving around Texas A&M's campus today, there are two graduation ceremonies scheduled for 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Reed Arena. A record number of undergraduate and graduate degrees will be awarded, over 2,200, the largest number for a summer term in A&M history. And expect to see long lines around the shopping mall this weekend.
This is the tax-free weekend for back-to-school shopping. George Kellerman with the Texas Retailers Association says their members have come to rely on this holiday for a big bump in sales.
Next to the holiday shopping season, you know, with Black Friday right after Thanksgiving and through the New Year's weekend, the tax-free back-to-school tax-free holiday weekend is pretty big.
He says the Texas economy is becoming more stable as the oil and gas industry rebounds, and when people are employed, they buy stuff. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 79 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure will bring us plenty of sunshine. Today, we'll see some passing cloudiness at times. It's going to be warm, 95 to 100 later today. Overnight clear, remains warm, 75 to 80 for the nighttime low. Tomorrow, sunshine, we're hot again, we're 95 to near 100. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Partial sun coming up during the day on Sunday. Temperatures anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the voice of the Aggies, Dave South, has announced his retirement after this season. We'll hear from him on that. Meanwhile, Coach Kevin Sumlin weighs in on yesterday's practice out on Kyle Field. And in a flashback of the 2005 World Series, the AL best Astros were swept by the AL worst White Sox. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, they had to have a little downtime.
Yeah, you can't win them all, you know.
They'll be all right. They'll be all right.
But it was a flashback to the 2005 World Series. It hurts, you know, as an Astros fan.
Major, yep. Well, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
They're doing all right.
So apparently President Trump is not listening to those saying that he should ease off the rhetoric when it comes to North Korea.
No.
But that's what people like about him,
exactly.
Okay? He talks the way people on the street
Trump
do.
So this is a great retweet that he had. It's from an account called Progress Polls. And the poll says, who is a better president of the United States? Hashtag Obama Day, which was back on August 4th, I guess. And 61% said President Trump. So he had to retweet that.
Yeah, all right.
But then yesterday, he continued to stay on Mitch's back. He said, Mitch, get back to work and put repeal and replace tax reform and cuts and a great infrastructure bill on my desk for signing. You can do it.
Yeah, well, he could.
Hey,
yeah.
It's, you know, it read a certain way, it sounds like encouragement. Well, you know?
Well, that's it.
Oh,
yeah.
He do it in a certain way. Yeah.
Again, he likes Mitch.
Yeah. And then he did tweet about his daughter. He said Ivanka Trump will lead the U.S. delegation to India this fall, supporting women's entrepreneurship globally.
Wow,
ooh, that's pretty cool.
Well, again, and that's he. She really did. She endeared herself to a whole lot of people in America with her speech, and that's it. I mean, she's ready to do that.
Yep. And then just 13 minutes ago, we've got a breaking one. Military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded, should North Korea act unwisely.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully, Kim Jong-un will find another path.
Locked and loaded.
So at least he says, like, hopefully they'll do something else, but we're ready.
Well, and clearly he is not backing down.
No.
I mean, he is ready to go to the mat on this thing. So we'll see.
Well, you know, and one of the funny things is, you know, you hear a lot of the mainstream media out there saying things like, oh, Trump is unhinged. He's going crazy and all this stuff. He's returning threats from a guy who's been threatening us.
Sure.
Forever here.
Well,
so
I think he called him a fat little boy or something back, you know, before he was elected. But that's okay.
Yeah.
But anyhow, remember, today is Presidential Joke Day. So you can make one up.
Sure, or you'll just, see a few.
There you go. Yeah, just you can put the picture up. So he basically just riffed on a lot of things yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, they put a microphone in front of him and Trump got to be Trump. In a comment that was tinged with sarcasm, President Trump thanked Russian President Vladimir Putin for ordering the U.S. to cut the diplomatic staff by 755 people as a response to a bill slapping Moscow with new sanctions. So Putin did that to get even. Trump said, I want to thank him because they're trying to cut down on our payroll. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it was all sarcastic
stuff. As a matter of fact, President Trump has some better poll numbers. Zogby Analytics online survey of likely voters gives the president 45% approval rating, driven by big gains among Hispanics.
Oh, really? Really?
Union households and voters in the Western U.S.
Yeah, interesting.
But I thought he was deporting all the Hispanics. Well, Wasn't that the fear?
And blocking them with a wall. Yeah.
Among Hispanics, his approval rating has in fact gone up 11%.
Wow.
There you go.
It's now 42%. President also has 51% approval with union voters and 53% among married voters.
Okay.
And again, the unions have always felt like the Democrats have always thought that they had the union vote, but it's clear they don't. I mean, again, a lot of states don't have as strong a union influence as they used to, but in the case of, for instance, West Virginia, it's still as strong as ever, and he just killed it in West Virginia. I mean, he won that by like 46%. So there are union. And again, those are Johnny Lunch Bucket types. Those are regular people. And what some unions do and what other unions do are completely different based on clearly what the jobs their workers have. But for him to have 51% approval among unions is pretty unusual.
Doing pretty good.
CNN talking head and vocal Donald Trump supporter Jeffrey Lord booted from the network yesterday after he tweeted the Nazi Sieg Heil salute. Yeah.
Oh,
man. Lord was targeting, actually, Angelina Caruso, who is the president of the liberal Media Matters for America,
okay,
with the group's efforts blamed at trying to get Sean Hannity fired as a Fox News channel. In an op piece, Lord compared the group's efforts aimed at Hannity to Hitler-like efforts to silence opposition.
Man, a lot of Hitler references lately.
This week,
why do people think that is just like, okay?
Not okay.
I guess they thought that there were enough people who didn't remember what he did. Could that be it?
I don't know.
We'll probably talk to Kyle Cassell later on this morning, turning to our attention to Austin. You know, we're headed into the last weekend of the special session. So yesterday was the 24th day. The House finally gave its initial okay to the sunset bills. Now, again, the call had 20 different items. They've all passed the Senate. The House, not so much. Mm-hmm. Today, a Senate committee is taking up the House's chief school finance proposal.
Right.
But, you know, they've been bickering over this for a long time, and Huberty has already said, he's over on the House side, he said, you know, if the Senate doesn't come back with a good bill, we're not going to bring it to the floor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're kind of chattering about that. So it doesn't look like they're going to get that necessarily done.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan Patrick compared it to a Ponzi scheme.
See, I mean, you know, it's just not helping.
No.
And, yeah, but again, and Dan Patrick, the guy who believed that Joe Strauss was trying to start a state income tax. So...
Well, you know, to play, I mean, I guess a little bit of what you would call the devil's advocate here, you know, a lot of things aren't getting done, both, you know, on the state level and the national level. Some of those things on the national level really need to get done, like the whole healthcare thing. But the thing is, you know, our government is kind of designed to make sure that things don't get passed willy-nilly, and so that we don't get bogged down by laws and bureaucracy that we don't need. So, I mean, the system's kind of working in that sense.
It is, sure, it's supposed to be. And as they say in D.C., the saucer, the Senate is the saucer, and the House of Representatives is the cup. So if it spills out of there, they kind of get to catch it and slow it down. But again, 7.5 years for health care. No.
Not right.
And the other thing is tax reform. Everybody would like to have that. They could do that. So somehow or other, if they would just start listening in the Senate, I think the House gets it because, of course, they have to stand for election every 2 years. But still, I'm not sure that Mitch and the boys and girls over there in the Senate have got it. And again, we're getting the same kind of feel over in Austin. But anyhow, we'll talk to Representative Cassell later on this morning. It's 6:49 right now.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. For over 37 years, J&B Propane has provided reliable and courteous service with competitive pricing and never any extra or hidden fees. We value our customers and would like the opportunity to serve you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It would be hard to enjoy your garden if you had to stand all the time that you were in it. Garden seating has always been a main feature of any fine landscape. In fact, early gardens were actually designed around the special seating areas. Visit historic landscapes and you'll see formal alcoves with venerable old benches as their focal points. Garden seating. In our program today, I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Today's compact urban gardens don't usually allow us the luxury of set-aside rooms for our seating, but we still need to make provision for it. Not only is that seating an important visual part of the design, but it also gives you the chance to sit and reflect on the beauty around you. Tuck your bench or chair back into evergreen shrubs and surround it with ground cover. Put it in a shady spot and position it so it'll command a view of a majority of the garden. Place a couple of large stones in front of it so you don't wear a path through the ground cover. If all of that sounds more involved than your landscape would actually command, don't lose faith. Even simple garden designs can use one nice bench positioned as a focal point in the backyard. The important point is to let it blend with surroundings. Don't set a bench out in the middle of plain turf and expect it to look good. Let it be part of the team. How about wrought iron chairs and benches? They're graceful, they're durable, sometimes uncomfortable, more for looks than for lounging. Nonetheless, they're probably going to outlive the garden, so they're outstanding investments. Concrete benches, again, aren't the most comfortable, but they certainly look great placed in with evergreen shrubs in the shade. Choose a type with some style and elegance and let it age over the years until it has that patina of an old garden element. Antique park benches are sometimes sold. Shop antique malls until you find one of these treasures. They're simple, usually flat iron, and they may still be rusty. However, they can easily be cleaned and repainted with a rust-inhibiting primer and enamel. Rustic wood chairs and seats. Some local nurseries offer hill country cedar furniture. It's really in keeping with the Texas theme, and it holds up very well. Sit in it to be sure it's comfortable. Be sure the legs are all level. Redwood and cypress furniture is available as well. Whether it's an Adirondack chair or a bench or something less structural, this can be some of the most comfortable of all garden seating. It will age to a neutral gray color if you leave it out in the elements, or you can stain it and seal it every couple of years, sanding lightly before you do to keep it smooth and splinter free. There's some wonderful patio furniture on the market as well. Oh, and one thing that I have that I'm very happy with, it is recycled milk cartons made into patio furniture. They're a lot better than they sound. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, Dave South, who has served as the voice of Aggie Athletics since 1985, has announced he'll be stepping down from football and men's basketball play-by-play duties following the 2017-18 season. Our very own Zach Taylor had a chance to catch up with Dave yesterday to talk about his announcement.
This past Tuesday, I turned 72.
The man that had, is growing up, that had such an impact on me was my grandfather, who was the picture of great health until the age of 91, when he sat down in a chair, went to sleep, and didn't wake up. So yeah. For me, that's about 19 years away. The other fact is that I've worked all my life. I got my very first job when I was 10 years old. So I've had some kind of employment of some sort for the last 62 years. And I want to spend the last few years that God's going to keep me here on this earth doing some things that sometimes I can't do because of my responsibilities to football.
To listen to Zach's entire interview with Dave, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. You can also hear his final season of Aggie football right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Aggie football, Coach Kevin Sumlin met with the press following yesterday's practice, the first on Kyle Field during this preseason camp. Sumlin outlined some of the goals of the practice.
Really, more than anything else, it was about operation, you know, and getting some of these young guys out there and getting coaches away, making them communicate. Not a lot of penalties in 71 plays. I think we had 5 for the first scrimmage. It's not great, but it's not awful because we played 3 different units for a number of snaps. So, you know, there's some positives because of that for the 6th day to not have a whole bunch of things going wrong.
The Aggs face UCLA on Sunday, September 3rd at the Rose Bowl in California. Kickoff will be set for 6 p.m. with broadcast right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, a 3-run homer in the 9th from Chase Calabuig helped propel the Brazos Valley Bombers to a 7-4 victory over the Acadiana Canecutters last night for another TCL postseason win. Here's Calabuig on his dinger.
You know, when I swung, I hit it, I got a good piece of it, but I couldn't say I knew it right away. I knew that this is a hard part to get it out of, let alone, so I kind of sat there and watched it for a second, and I was thinking about having a little fun with it, but I wasn't for sure, so I had to make sure I was getting around the bases.
Calabuig was named TCL Player of the Game. The Bombers return home to Nutrabolt tonight for Game 2 of the series with the Canecutters. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Willie 1550. In Charlotte, Kevin Kistner and Torbjorn Olesen are co-leaders heading into the second round of the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Kistner birdied 3 of his final 5 holes, including a 20-footer on 18 to complete a 4-under 67. Reigning U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka starts in a 5-way tie for second at 3-under, while Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy are 1-over. The championship continues this morning in Charlotte. In Major League Baseball,
Martez works on the first base side of the rubber, delivers, and that's grounded sharply past the dive of Gonzalez, and in the right center field, around third is Leury Garcia. He scores, and that is the ball game.
White Sox rookie Yoan Moncada tied the game with a home run in the 9th, and then drove home the game winner in the 11th as Chicago topped Houston 3-2 to give the American League's worst team a 3-game sweep of its best. The Astros travel to Arlington tonight to face the Rangers, who had the night off. First pitch for that game is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NBA, the New York Knicks and the Houston Rockets are reportedly once again trying to work out a way to get Carmelo Anthony to Houston. Trade talks stalled out a month ago after the teams had trouble finding a third or even a fourth team to help facilitate the deal. Anthony has reportedly refused to waive his no-trade clause for any team except Houston. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, it's Toyota's National Clearance Event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer or visit gstoffice.com for details. Office available in select states and N9517.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Bentley Nettles about VA and how to apply for Medicaid, audible hearing, and core performance. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
A lot of hot weather out there today. Heat advisory is in effect. We're going to have a heat index of about 106 or so. And, you know, from the time we walked in this morning, we've been sitting at 79 degrees, and it's only 7 o'clock. High today will be about 98. And we're doing that all weekend and on into Monday. It's 79 right now. WTAW.